the Garden Path, a radio sequel in 8 parts adapted from her novel by Sue Lim, starring Imelda Staunton as Izzy. Part 1, Arrivals and Departures.
Let's fall in love, why shouldn't we fall in love? Our hearts are made of it, let's take a chance, why be afraid of it?
Right. Weather is reported fine with a ground temperature of 75 degrees. We hope you've enjoyed your flight and thank you for flying with British Airways.
Oh, look, look, Dick, down there. There's a river. It must be the Thames.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, come on, look, Dick, look, can you see?
Yeah,
look.
It's all right. I don't, you know, especially want to look out to see. It makes me dizzy.
Dick, you're a poet and you don't know it.
Oh, doesn't England look lovely and green?
Oh, isn't it wonderful to be home?
Well, I don't know, Izzy. I rather like San Francisco.
Oh, yes, of course. It was quite a romantic year for you, wasn't it, Dick?
Oh, no. I mean, not really. I didn't mean that. Just, well, I like the light out there sort of thing.
What about Foxy, though? She was quite a stunner, Dick. Do you just wait till I tell Maria that you were shacked up with an interior designer?
Oh, not shacked her up. Not completely shacked, was I?
She was certainly very smitten.
Oh, no, I don't think so. Not smitten. I think she fancied me English accent sort of thing.
But, Dick, she was so attractive. Are you trying to tell me you never fancied her?
Oh, well, fancied maybe in a casual sort of way, but not, well, not love, is he? You know what I mean?
Yes, I know what you mean, Dick.
Oh, Izzy.
Oh, shut up, Dick.
Yeah, sorry.
Look. We're banking now.
Oh, heck.
We must begin to make our approach. Oh, God, is it exciting, England? Cricket, Dickens, hot butter toast.
Oh! It dropped then. You did. Oh, just to tell her all of it. Where are you going?
Well, I suppose I'll go and stay with Maria and Gwyn for a day or two while I start flat hunting.
Oh, yeah. I suppose I shall have to start flat hunting too when I get back.
Yeah.
Maybe we could flat hunt together, Izzy.
Yeah, maybe we could. Although, I mean, we did share a flat for a whole year.
Oh, grand, wouldn't it?
Yes. Only perhaps you might feel you needed a bit of a break from me, you know, from my untidiness.
Oh, no, Izzy, I'd never need a break from you. I wouldn't mind tidying up after you, well, forever and ever, Izzy.
It's all right, thank you. Thanks very much, Dick, yes. Up to the trees!
Crikey! Aren't they a bit close?
Oh, well, this is it. Come on, hold my hand.
Oh, Izzy. Look, Izzy, I just wanted you to know I've always cared for you very much. Oh, crikey!
Oh, God.
Oh.
Dick! Dick, come on, open your eyes. We've landed. It's all right, you're still alive.
Oh, right.
There you go.
I must have dropped off then for a moment. Yeah. England!
Yes.
Oh, dear, never mind.
Put it down there, Izzy.
Okay. Oh, what a lovely flat.
What sort of tea? Chamomile?
Oh, yes, thanks, lovely. Listen, could I possibly...
Oh, you haven't changed, Izzy. How about buttered toast?
Oh, lovely, lovely.
Come through to the kitchen. You've put on weight.
Oh, God, I know. It's the food over there, those brownies, Maria.
Catastrophic. But you should have come out early.
Money problem.
Well, I know. God, isn't it terrible to borrow 2 quid from Dick just to get here?
How's Gwyn? Well, where's Gwyn?
Well, in Manchester, at a seminar on water. He's got very active.
Active?
Politically. He's thinking of standing for the council next May.
Oh. And how are you, getting on together?
Oh, fine. I think we've got a companionate marriage.
What?
A companionate marriage.
Oh, wait a minute. Wasn't that what that king had? The one that abdicated? Was that the one that American woman
had? Oh, no, Izzy. That was a morganatic marriage. Mm. And he didn't have one, in fact.
Oh, how confusing. Hey, Maria, you're not... What? What changed?
I'd change my mental outlook.
Oh, gosh. I wish I had a mental outlook.
I'd joined the Greens.
Oh, yes. The Save the Whale and the Save the Red Cross. Oh, I love the Greens. They're my heroes.
Why don't you join? I've got a form here.
All right. How much does it cost, though? I haven't got a bean.
Oh, never mind the money. Just fill in the form.
Okay, well, what's my address? I haven't got anywhere to live yet.
Oh, you can stay here till you find somewhere.
Oh, thanks, Maria. That's brilliant.
Look, Izzy, there's something I've got to tell you.
Mm-hmm.
Ever since you've been away, I've had time to think about things.
What things?
Well, about the way I'd felt when you got involved with Michael.
Oh, look, don't bring all that up again. I mean, I know it was awful of me getting involved with a married man and everything.
Yes, but...
No, but it's ancient history now. In fact, I must go over and see them all tomorrow. Admire the new baby, you know.
Yes, but it was the way I felt.
Well, I know you disapproved, of course, I don't know.
Well, was it really disapproval?
Well, wasn't it? What was it then?
Jealousy.
What, really? Oh, I'd never have guessed. I didn't think Michael was your type.
Oh, Michael isn't my type, is he? Honestly, you're as thick as two short planks sometimes.
I don't know. What are you on about, Maria?
I didn't give two hoots for Michael. It was you.
Me? Oh, God. All right. I know you mean when I went to live with him. I did hit it off with Louise. I know, I suppose it was a bit insensitive of me. You just split up with Gwyn, yes. I know, you must have...
Oh, shut up, Izzy. Listen. It's you I've been in love with all along.
Me?
Yes, you. Sorry to be inconvenient, but I'm gay.
Oh.
Well, don't worry. I won't jump on you or anything.
Honestly... I don't know what to say.
Nor do I, really. I just had to tell you, though.
Yes, I see.
Well, it's a fundamental truth about me, Izzy.
Yes.
Oh, don't be afraid that I'll expect you to reciprocate. I know how devoted you are to the unfair sex.
Oh, there's no need to sound so... Oh, I don't know. I mean, if you really want to know, I don't think you'd be my type even if you were a man.
Oh, well, thanks a lot.
No, I didn't mean to be rude.
Anyway, I don't want to be your type anyway.
Oh, come on. Come on. Don't let's have a row.
No, I'm sorry. I'm feeling a bit wound up. It isn't easy for me, you know.
It isn't exactly a picnic for me either.
Look, it needn't make any difference to our friendship.
No, I know. No. Of course not. It would. But, What's the time?
What's the time got to do with it?
No, it's just that I promised to go and see somebody.
I see. You want to escape.
No, I don't. I just got to go and see someone.
Who?
Oh, honestly, Maria, it's just someone, that's all.
A man, I expect. Who is your current flame, Izzy? I forgot to ask.
No, it's not a man. It's my cousin, Deborah. She's had a baby.
Who?
My cousin, Deborah.
Never heard of her.
No, well, she's only just moved to London last April. I promised my mum I'd go and see the baby.
What's it called?
Scott.
Where do they live?
Mitcham.
Where?
South of the river, you know. I'll probably have to spend the night down there, I should think.
I bet you will.
Oh, don't be like that, Maria.
You can't deal with it, can you, Izzy? I might have known
Oh,
it.
No, Maria, really. Look, it won't make any difference to us at all. You'll see...
Izzy!
Oh, welcome home!
Look, here's the box.
Oh, look, isn't she lovely? Oh, look, can I hold her?
Oh, yes.
Oh, dear. Oh, I think she likes me. Oh, come on, do you want your mummy, darling?
Oh, take it for a minute, Michael, so Izzy and I can have a chat in peace.
Come on, Rose. Let's see what that brother of yours is getting up to in the shed.
Oh, she's lovely.
Please. I'm absolutely starving. Are there any biscuits in that cupboard?
Oh, I don't know. I'll have a look. What have we got? Are there any sponge fingers? You know, there's ones for trifle.
Oh, let's have them. Oh, the tiredness, Izzy. You can't imagine.
Well, yeah. I'm quite tired as well, actually. Jet lag, you know.
Well, when did you get back?
This afternoon.
This afternoon? Well, where are you staying?
I was sort of hoping, you know, is there any chance I could keep here for a day or two?
Oh, dear, Izzy, I'm terribly sorry. Your room's occupied. Well, Vanny, God blast her.
Dear, she no good.
absolutely effing marvellous. Everyone tells me how lucky I am. It's her day off today, by the way. That's why Rose is acting up. Stranded with her boring old cow of a mum.
You sound a bit fed up.
Oh, tell you what, Izzy. I can't stand her pussyfooting round my blasted husband all day.
Who, the nanny?
She fancies him like mad, rotten little tart. She's forever flirting and skirting round him and passing him the salt and making the taste for him. I'm surprised she doesn't wipe his blessed nose or worse.
This doesn't sound like you, Louise.
It isn't me. I've turned into a maternal virago. My hormones are in some kind of postnatal chaos, and I say the most appalling things. Poor Michael.
Sounds dreadful.
Oh, it is. You're better off out of it, Izzy. Can't you stay with Maria?
Well, yes, I mean, I was going to, but she said this extraordinary thing. I went round there earlier today, and... Mm. Well, do you know, I mean, she actually said that...
She's been sick again. At least she stopped howling.
Oh, dear, is it a terrible mess?
No, no, it's all right. I pointed her at the hedge.
Well, at least she's calmed down a bit. I'll take over now. Okay. You say hello to Izzy, and I'll put her in her pram.
Hello, old thing.
Hello, Michael.
How goes?
Oh, all right.
How was San Francisco?
Lovely, but it already seems so far away.
Yeah, well, it is far away. How is the appalling Dick?
Oh, all right. He's not a bad old stick, really.
Didn't it get up your nose, though, having him licking your shoes all the time?
Yes, a bit, maybe.
Mind you, I speak out of the deepest jealousy. The thought of a year in San Francisco with you would be enough to send any man off his rocker with sheer lust, my dear.
Oh, don't be silly, my doll.
You know, Izzy, while you've been away, I've had time to think things
no,
over.
No, Michael, don't. I can't face any more meaningful conversations till I've had at least 12 hours sleep.
I can be trusted to make naught but meaningless remarks from here till eternity, if that is what you require.
What I really require is a bed for the night.
Well, haven't you got yourself anywhere fixed up? I mean, aren't you and Dick sharing some sordid little garret in Hackney?
Certainly not. Quite frankly, Michael, I've done enough sharing with Dick to last me a lifetime. It's bad for me living with him. He spends all his time trying frantically not to put a foot wrong, and all the time he somehow can't do a thing right.
Wrong school, my dear.
Don't be so snobbish, Michael. Dick can't help being like that. And all the same, I think if I had to share with him ever again, I'd end up murdering him.
Easy. I've just had a brilliant idea. My Aunt Vinnie has got a room going, a whole flat, in fact.
Aunt Vinnie?
Yeah.
Louise, you can't put poor Izzy with Aunt Vinnie. She's mad, for goodness sake. She's absolutely barking.
Oh, no, she isn't, Michael. Don't be silly. God. She lives in this palatial house, Izzy, off Westbourne Grove, and she wants to let her basement. Oh. Well, shall I give her a ring?
Oh, yes, please.
Okay.
Listen, Izzy.
What?
Could I, just see you by yourself sometime? Nothing. Nothing sinister. I'd just like to get away from all this domestic chaos for a couple of hours and... relive old times.
I'm not sure we should relive old times, Michael. It was hard enough getting through them in the first place.
Oh, come on, my dear, don't be cruel. A lunch for old time's sake at Ben Trovato's.
I'm not sure, Michael. Look, I don't think I...
Bye. Oh. Aunt Finney would love to meet you, Izzy, if you wouldn't mind going over there now.
Oh, God. No, I'd love to. Thanks ever so much, Louise.
Look, here's the address.
Really grateful, Louise. Look, I hope things get a bit easier for you soon, and I'll ring and let you know how I get on, all right?
Yeah, it must be my turn again.
I think it is, Miss Darling. Come on.
Do call me Vinny, dear. Short for Virginia. And you're Izzy?
Yes, short for Isabel.
I've heard so much about you. Well, Izzy, I feel I must warn you right at the start that I'm a very old-fashioned person.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes, well, so am I. This isn't my T-shirt, actually. I borrowed it from a friend.
I don't suppose I'm a very easy person to live with, either. My niece tells me I am too hard on young people. But what is life, my dear, without high principles?
Well, not very much, I should think.
What is it, Rupert? My dear, you are quite right. Rupert likes you.
Oh, well, good. I hope you don't mind my asking, but who is Rupert?
My husband, dear. Died 10 years ago, fell off a mountain. I knew he would. A passionate climber, but blind as a bat and terribly clumsy.
Oh, dear, I am very sorry.
What do you make of it, Izzy?
What?
Of death, dear. What is death, do you think? Just another vibration?
I just think it might be. My father died a few years ago.
Ah. And have you heard from him since, dear?
No, not exactly. Well, not yet, anyway.
Dear Rupert, you see, is ever with me.
Oh, well, that must be very, very, very comforting.
It is, yes. Yes, indeed. I consult him on every little detail. Such a help.
It must be.
Perhaps he could trace your father, Izzy, to establish a channel, you know, unless the thought of it upsets you.
Oh, no, not at all. I'd love to establish a channel.
Izzy, I have been an absent-minded old coot. I haven't shown you the flat. Come on downstairs and bring your drink.
Okay.
Do you like it?
Oh, it's utterly gorgeous.
There's the bedroom through there.
Uh-huh.
And the kitchen's tucked away in here.
Oh, it's absolutely lovely. But how much...
Izzy, now listen. I find myself in a quandary.
Oh, dear, can I help at all?
The thing is, I did rather want a married couple down here. Properly married, I mean. Not a young girl on her own.
Oh, well...
You see, I have such a horror of people breaking in. I thought if there was a husband down here, he could intercept the burglars, bash them over the head with a polo stick sort of thing. And I find it very hard to open jars of jam these days. Rupert had such very powerful wrists.
Well, it's all right, because I am married.
My dear, but that's wonderful. Oh, Louise never said.
Oh, no, well, Louise doesn't know. You see, I was just very recently married, you see.
Oh, splendid, splendid. So you're a bride, yes. Izzy. Oh, many congratulations.
Oh, thanks. Yes, I didn't really have a chance to go into it all with Michael and Louise. The baby was crying and, well, you know.
Oh, frightful, yes, poor little thing. Oh. But were you married in America?
Yes, in San Francisco.
Dazzling! Oh, but my dear, he's not an American, is he?
Oh, no, nothing like that. No, British to the bone.
Not that I have anything against Americans myself. But Rupert is very anti.
Oh, of course.
And what's his name?
This is Dick. Dick Barnes. Yes, he's a colleague from school, a pottery teacher.
Dick? Oh, what a lovely virile name. I expect he's an absolute brick.
Yes, well, he is a bit of a brick, yes, so I say to myself.
And where is Dick now?
Where now? He's gone to see his mother, up north.
Ah, the north. Oh, I love the north. Oh. It has such integrity, don't you think? Such romance. One of my nephews went to Ampleforth.
Oh.
Now, where exactly does your mother-in-law live?
Clossop. Workshop. Worksop.
Isn't that in Derbyshire? Or is it Nottingham?
Yes, Nottingham, yes, I think. Geography was never my strong point.
Oh, but my dear, why didn't you go with him?
I don't really get on with my mother-in-law, you see.
You don't get on? Why not?
Oh, because she thinks I'm too sort of old-fashioned and too particular.
Too particular?
Well, you know, I spend hours scrubbing the sink out and, you know, vacuuming and things. And then when I get a really bad attack, I even iron Dick's underpants, you know.
Izzy, your mother-in-law is absolutely right. It's infinitely more important to cherish your husband in loving ways than making yourself a slave to the household.
Well, yeah, I suppose you're right.
And I expect to see you cherishing Dick like mad when he comes back and not fretting about crumbs on the carpet. I have a girl who comes in the morning to deal with that sort of thing.
Oh, you mean...
That's yours if you want it, my dear. I'm sure we'll get on. And Rupert likes you. That's the main thing.
Oh, well, thank you. Both.
And now I suppose you'd like to ring Dick and tell him you've found a place. There's the phone.
No. I can't ring now.
Oh, please do, my dear, but really...
No, thanks ever so much, but I can't ring just now because she has her meetings on Thursdays.
Meeting?
Yes, because I mustn't ring her up in the middle to disturb them, you see.
Well, what sort of meetings?
Seances.
Oh,
something.
Why, my dear, how absolutely wonderful. I must meet her.
Oh, well, that might be a bit difficult because she never comes to London, you see.
Well, then we'll go north and seek her out. Is she mediumistic?
Sorry, medium what?
Well, does she have a gift? Can she communicate?
Oh, on and off, I think. Yes, yes and no. I think it depends just on the weather, I think, or something. Sorry, I'm so vague. I'm sorry.
Oh, not at all, not at all, my dear. I can ask Dick all about it in due course.
Oh, yes, Dick.
And when do you expect him?
Oh, expect Dick? Oh, I don't know. A couple of days, I think, yes.
Oh, splendid. Well, when would you like to move in?
Oh, well, to tell you the truth, I'd like to move in right away.
You mean this week?
Oh, no, I mean, well, now, today, to be honest. You see, I've got nowhere to sleep tonight, and we just got in from San Francisco today, so I missed a whole night's sleep.
Oh, dear me, how unpleasant for you. Well, of course, now do make yourself at home. The bed's made up. I was expecting my nephew, but it looks as if he won't come now.
Oh, well, thank you. I am so tired.
Well, I won't disturb you any longer, my dear. Sleep well.
Oh, yes, thanks.
Oh, by the way,
yes?
On that little note by the phone,
yes?
There's details of the rent and so on. I hate discussing money.
Oh, yes, so do I.
So vulgar. Good night.
Good night. Oh, dear. I better have a look at the rent. Let's see. Oh, Flory, I'm never going to be able to find this much every month. Oh, God, I must lie down. Oh, what a lovely bed. Oh. Well, I suppose if Dick paid half the... Oh, crumbs, what have I done? I mean, I'll have to produce Dick. I mean, I'll have to cohabit with him. God, how awful. But the flat is really great. Oh, it's lovely. This bed is absolute heaven. It's worth marrying almost anybody for. Even Dick. I suppose his hands are all right. Must be all that pottery. Well, at least he'll be able to open her blasted jam jars for her. Oh, I must get in touch with him somehow. I've got to warn him about all this. It'd be awful if he just sort of turned up. New flat. Oh. Good morning, London. Oh, lovely. Now I think I'll have a bath. Oh, must be filthy. Still got a bit of old aeroplane all over me. Oh, dear. Oh, I definitely got to... Oh dear, I'm going to pop belly again. Oh, my hair is disgusting. Oh, no, I think there's some... there's some shampoo in my handbag. My handbag.
I'm terribly sorry.
Come in with a Y.
Oh, yes, of course. How
silly of me. Well, look, I must leave you in peace. If you could just tell Aunt Vinny that I called.
Yes. Yes, shall I say that you'll be calling again soon?
Tuesday, perhaps.
Right. Just a minute. Could you just tell me, what day it is today?
Saturday.
Oh, thanks. Gosh, I slept through Friday then. Oh, jet lag, you see. I've just got back from San Francisco.
Oh, really? San Francisco? Sounds exciting.
Well, it was, really. It was... Oh, look, it's a bit odd talking to you through a closed door like this. I'll tell you all about it some other time.
I'll look forward to that, then. On Tuesday, maybe.
Oh, yes. Tuesday.
Bye.
Bye. Ooh. How odd. Was that a date? God, it's been so long since anybody made a date with me. I can't remember what it feels like. God, it was rather, dishy in a refined sort of way. Nice glasses. How embarrassing, though, to run out of the bathroom like that starker's and bump into a total stranger. So at least he still seems interested. Perhaps my pot belly isn't so bad after all. Watch it, Izzy, you mad, passionate fool. Now for my bath. It's too hot. I must remember to dip my toe in first. Let's fall in love.
Follow Izzy up the garden path at the same time next week. Izzy was played by Imelda Staunton, Dick, Mike Grady, Maria, Marty Cruikshank, Michael, Nicholas Le Prevost, Louise, Phyllida Nash, Aunt Vinnie, Rosemary Martin, and Charles David Robb. Up the Garden Path was written by Sue Lim and produced by Jonathan James Moore.
Now is the time for it while we are young. Let's fall in love.